We have Jerry Evancik. Good morning, Jerry.
Hello, Bruce.
Thanks for coming in. We met the last time when Superheroes for Kids was defending the city of Elyria. They were here on the square with a big event. Now you're involved in another fundraiser that kind of has a very important aspect to it. Talk about this event that's coming up. EpiPens for Murray Ridge is what you're going to be supporting. Tell me about that.
Yes, sir. This September 25th, noon to 6, we're going to be at Strongsville Hobby of Elyria, which is located in the Chestnut Commons right next to Walmart. We're going to be raising funds with tons of superheroes, comics, you name it. It's a free event. We're raising money for EpiPens for Murray Ridge, which is a special needs school in Elyria. This is, you know, totally a community-based event. Anybody can come out. Anybody can dress up. We're working together with all different types of groups. We have Ghostbusters attending, Northeast Ohio group. We have Superheroes to Kids joining us, Star Trek Federation, the 501st Star Wars group, Rubber City Cosplay, the writer of Apama, which is Cleveland's own superhero. It's based out of Cleveland. Johnny K. Wu, who is a director of some fan films from Trace, Doctor Who, Superman, who is also going to be there. Batman's going to be there. Mr. Incredible, obviously, is going to be there, heading up the whole group of people. We're going to have, you know, gifts for the kids. First 10 get gift bags. We're going to have Jamie Regal, who is a Superman fan and Superman expert, and the gentleman who helped get the Superman symbol put onto the back of the license plate that you see driving around. Also helped Siegel and Schuster get the house rebuilt out in Cleveland as well, and the display at the airport.
Oh, there's a lot going on there. Again, this is from noon to 6 on September 25th. That's this coming Sunday. And again, it's at Strongsville Hobby of Elyria right there in the Chestnut Commons. How did the EpiPens for Murray Ridge collaboration come? Why did you think that was an important aspect for the fundraisers for that?
Well, unfortunately, we have a member in our superhero group, Superheroes to Kids in Ohio, that unfortunately had a bad incident, his son, a little over a year ago, pertaining to this. That kind of stuck with me. But also, my son attends Murray Ridge, and I see every day the, you know, effects that being allergic to something can have on these kids. You know, they don't all have the physical or mental capabilities of knowing what to touch and when not to touch something. And this is really important to get these out there so they have them on hand, because, you know, you never know when they're going to need them. But the problem is how expensive they've become. Previously, they were an individual one would cost you less than $100, as low as $30, $40. Now they're upwards of over $400, $500. So we're trying to, you know, get this, you know, funds together. And that's what this is all about. This isn't about superheroes. This isn't about just for kids. You know, we're going to have food out there. We're going to have music. We're going to have all sorts of great things. Siberian Husky group from Cleveland, you know, boxing group showing demos and things like that. But this is about raising funds. So if anybody who's hearing me, you know, you don't have to be into superheroes, but if you want to help, we're taking donations at, you know, Strongsville Hobby of Elyria beforehand and on the day, which is this Sunday, September 25th, Strongsville Hobby of Elyria from noon to 6. We're also doing a raffle, and we have tons of items that we're going to be auctioning off. So, you know, this is a community-based event. We're trying to get everybody there. If you know somebody, send them down our way. You know, it's unfortunate the prices that have gotten up this high. The school can purchase groupings on a little bit of a discount from a group online called EpiPens for Schools. So we're trying to raise as much money as humanly possible. We have Marco's donating pizza from Detroit Road. We have Domino's that's in the Chestnut Commons. And we also have Wood Forest that's in Walmart that has donated us funds for us to put this together. You know, we're going to have food out there. We're going to be charging for some of it to raise some funds. We got cupcakes that have been donated. We got cakes that have been donated. So we can give, you know, all superhero-based, but that's the fun of it. We're going to have superhero-based music. We're going to have, you know, everything going on, you know, it's, you know, revolves around superheroes. Some of our auction items are going to be, you know, hobby shop related, gift cards. You know, we have gift cards from Nine Round Boxing and Maximize Fitness and different places like that, that Mr. Incredible goes to, you know, along with, you know, training with Coach Cox. You know, we're going to have him out there as well doing some demos. But, you know, Holland Computers, another local business that has come together with us, that is going to, you know, give us a arcade game to have inside the store. Sit down, old style arcade game that like we used to play Pac-Man at Pizza Hut. And you can sit down and play this. And there's 500 different games on this thing. So he's letting us borrow it for the weekend. So that's, you know, that's super great of him. Super great. But yeah, it's going to be a, you know, an incredible, incredible event.
And it seems to be, you just put out the call. You almost like put out the bat signal and all these people will show up. That's the thing about, I guess, your superheroes for kids or a lot of the people in that community who enjoy superheroes, helping out others. This is kind of a real life way to help those less fortunate, I guess.
100%, Bruce. This is a great way for not only the community to work together and to come in and help us. And so many businesses from around the area have come together. But then so many groups within the community of the superhero-based groups. It's not common to be able to pull all these together. Usually one or two will work together. But, you know, we got Rubber City Cosplay Group, which we're going to have there as well. And what that is they're going to be doing a photo booth for free. So you can get your picture taken with superheroes or superhero-based characters. You know, there's going to be Star Trek there, Star Wars there. There's going to be superheroes. There's going to be Ghostbusters. That's not normally found in any one location. You're going to find them all together, okay, from noon to 6 throughout the day. We're also going to have, this is a great thing from Elyria, another thing that is tied in, we're going to have the Elyria fire truck at 1 p.m. We're going to have the Elyria fire truck. For an hour, they're going to come. They're going to bring the truck. It's their special truck for the kids to get their picture taken with, for them to check out. And we're also going to have, around 3 o'clock, we're going to have Batman with the Batmobile that actually was at the event in May. That was actually the Batman and the Batmobile in the hero event that Elyria put on. And he's going to be there, along with several other Batmans throughout the day. Right. It's going to be wonderful.
I just want to think the people that are coming to Chestnut Commons unaware of this, and they're just heading over to Walmart, and all of a sudden they'll look and they'll think, what's going on over here? You know. By the way, if you go into Walmart, more than likely you got the costumes that are already up for Halloween, so you could pick up your own superhero costume if you wanted to.
Exactly. Become a part of I see costumes. We love this time of the year. You know, because we see, you know, superhero costumes all over the place. I meet kids every day. I met a little girl in the store the other day, and she told me she dressed up as Gamora for school, and it's gonna be her birthday at our event, and making sure I told her to make sure she shows up, make sure she, you know, reminds me, come and see Mr. Incredible, so she can get a, you know, cupcake or a piece of cake for her birthday. She was talking about how nobody in school knew who she was dressed up as Gamora, all green and all set up. And I says, let me tell you what, you come to our event, everybody's going to know who you are. Princesses are going to know who you are, all these people, and they're going to love it. And so I got customers that are coming to me, offering up to dress up as Thor, as different characters, and I say bring it on. Everybody who wants to dress up, you know, wave your geek flag, come out. We're all nerds, we're all geeks, we love this stuff in some form or fashion, but more than anything, it is to raise funds. 100% of the funds raised, the proceeds are 100% going to raise money for EpiPens, for Murray Ridge. You can check us out on Facebook. You can like the event on Facebook. You can follow the event on Facebook. I've been adding all of our donors every day, you know, updates on the whole thing. I've been, you know, testing out all the electronics, setting up the booths and everything. Again, we're going to have donations, taking donations, raffles, auctions. We have donations for shirts that are Batman themed that have EpiPens from Murray Ridge on them. You can go to StrongsvilleHobby.com and purchase those. And you can do that on Facebook as well.
And again, that's coming up on September 25th from noon to 6. Before we go, though, I guess you got some new comic books happening you're involved with, too. So all these superheroes originated for the most part in comic books, and those are still going strong.
Yes, sir. We've added a new part to our store. We don't only just do remote control cars and models. We now do comics. Every Wednesday, we get new comics in. We also always carry free comics for kids. We have new comics, new figures, and new statues that come in every Wednesday. It's called Comics and More. It's built into Strongsville Hobby of Elyria, which is, you know, located at 831 Chestnut Commons next to Walmart. And we'll be there this Sunday, September 25th, noon to 6, raising funds with tons and tons of people.
Sounds good. Jerry Avancic, thanks for stopping in and sharing all the incredible news that's going on this coming Sunday.